But first, we were in there yesterday trying to stand watch while the game was going on. And our attention was a little bit divided, it's safe to say.
It's funny because all three of the goals happened while we were on the air. One was during a ticker and the other two while we were talking on the air. Now, we have four TVs. We were going four wide yesterday. And so we were kind of keeping an eye on the game, trying to do a talk show at the same time. So our reactions were very pure, and a lot of people got a giggle out of it, especially because we're about 40 seconds behind. And so they had timed. They knew that after a goal, they could tune in and wait 40 seconds and hear our reaction. So we figured it would be very nice to, very fun to string it all together and let everybody hear what everything sounded like yesterday from the TV standpoint and the radio standpoint. So this is World Cup fun with the Hardline.
Brazil, June 16th, 2014.
Ready for this, Taylor? This is something special. Here on the back of my neck, goosebumps. For the last 3 years, we've been waiting for this moment, as have these players. It's time to get it on.
26,000 miles away in Dallas, here he is.
Here's Cobra.
And it is all over my balls. I am fired up, man. I am fired up.
Dempsey. Great start here. Clint Dempsey's got it. The US ahead. Incredibly. Within seconds.
Meanwhile, the little ticket.
Earlier in the day, Germany blanks Portugal 4-0. Thomas Mueller with a hat trick. Nigeria and Iran with a scoreless draw. This evening in Oakland, Rangers start a three-game set with the Athletics as 4-4 Colby Lewis on the hill for Texas. He did not get a decision as the Americans have already scored.
Are you kidding me?
One of the American German kids.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. And so Josie Altidore, who,
82nd minute in Brazil.
The group changes totally if the U.S. can hold on here. Jean with a lovely ball there. Andre Ayo equalizes. It's a superb goal to break American hearts.
No, he was at the.
Punch him in the dongs. Just reach right over there and punch him.
He was at the AT&T Performing Arts Center.
Oh, no! Scheiße!
It's bound to happen.
No, buddy. Damn it!
Minute 86.
Corner. Up comes Brooks and Cameron from the back. Bradley's in there. Simpson to take it.
it was just, it was pretty amazing. From his...
Yeah!
Yes! Let's go! Yes! The header.
John Brooks, who was brought in after a hamstring injury with a miraculous header to put the U.S. up 2-1. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Red.
Wow.
Red.
So we were just told moments ago by you that that guy could do nothing.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
Yes,
you did too.
Woo!
You said
awesome.
He was just this side of mentally challenged.
Son of a bitch! Wow! Do you believe this?
Shut up.
Do you believe?
There you go.
There you go.
That makes me wonder why anybody would ever listen to this show.
God. Red, white, blue.
Okay, so every goal that happens during our program is going to have to be followed up with boot in the ass. And,
yep. And proud to be an American.
In your ass, it's American way. And then that damn line about the Statue of Liberty shaking her fist.
Because she will at you if you're not American. Believe it, brother. Believe it.
Red, white, blue. Red, white, blue. Not purple.
Shout out to intern Cody for putting that together.
Yeah, thank you, Cody, very much. That was really well done.
Thank you for staying up until 5:30 in the morning for that.
Yes.
Watch your levels next time, buddy.
Yeah, seriously.